This anime game is banned from streaming. Yeah, if you're a streamer and you want to stream Steins Gate Reboot, well, you're in for a rude awakening. You're not allowed to stream it. And we'll talk about how more and more game developers are kind of putting the kibosh on streaming their games. And I have to wonder, the way things are going lately, if there won't come a time when you will not be allowed to stream certain games without a license. I know Nintendo has tried this before, so we'll talk about that. But yeah, Persona 5, I think it was the same thing. You were not allowed to stream the game. Certain games, you're not allowed to stream them early, or you will get your channel struck. And I have to wonder if some studios won't use this opportunity to, you know, get people to say nice things about their game. You can't stream our game and say bad things about our game, or we'll give you a copyright strike. Because remember, at the end of the day, guys, the game does belong to the game studio. And if they want to strike you, they can. And we've seen some Pokemon content creators get hit lately, you know, for content that they've had out there for years. All of a sudden now they're getting hit by Nintendo because they own the IP. So stream at your own peril, I guess, or I don't know. I think a lot of careers could be ended if this happens. Let's talk about this game in particular. So before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. If you'd like to support the channel, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. Join the Reef. You will get paywall content. You'll get videos and podcasts that you will not find on YouTube. Again, a big thank you to our reefers who support this channel at more, more.clownfishtv.com. For less than the cost of one super chat, you can help keep Clownfish TV on the air. So thank you, guys. So this is Steins Gate Reboot. The devs announced a total ban on streaming or posting gameplay of it. Now, I have never seen Steins Gate. People have talked about it. It is an older anime. It's from like 15 years ago. And the official description is it's a critically acclaimed sci-fi thriller about a self-proclaimed mad scientist who accidentally discovers a way to change the past by sending text messages through a modified microwave. Sounds very anime-ish. I have heard of it. I've never watched it. Maybe I should watch it now. But yeah, if you're thinking of streaming this game, you're in trouble, guys. This comes from Deserto. Steins Gate Reboot devs announced total ban on streaming. A Japanese developer is banning everyone from streaming their upcoming game, refusing to let fans upload footage or even share their gameplay online. Steins Gate Reboot is an upcoming remake of the popular 2009 sci-fi visual novel Steins Gate. While many anime fans will be familiar with the time-traveling epic, the devs behind the reboot still want to keep its decades-old story under lock and key. Well, maybe it's a complete reimagining. Who knows? According to the announcement, literally everyone is banned from uploading any content of the game besides screenshots and clips for personal use. Steins Gate devs ban everyone from streaming it. The developers published the strict warning about streaming and gameplay uploads via their Japanese website regarding streaming and gameplay commentary from Steins Gate Reboot. Due to the nature of this product, our company does not grant permission for any such activity whatsoever. Well, that's going to be good for sales. The developers also clarified that while some built-in share features exist in the game, they are intended only for private and personal use, adding that live streams and uploads go beyond the scope of private or personal use. Well, yeah, I guess, because if you're streaming for money, and that's the thing, and that's what these people see. That's what the studios see is, oh, this person got really big playing our game, and they're making lots of money playing our game. They're making sometimes millions of dollars a year playing our game, depending on the size of the streamer, then yeah, they're going to look at that and be like, well, that's not fair, is it? And I mean, I guess on some level they have a point, but also games do sometimes live or die based on, you know, the fan following that they gain. And a lot of times they only gain that fan following because large streamers or large content creators have latched onto the game. See also Five Nights at Freddy's. See also Among Us. You know, see some indie titles. And I think the reason these indie titles did so well is that the studios were just happy that somebody was playing the game and promoting their game. It is free promotion. Now, if you're out there, you know, shitting on the game as you're playing it, then they might be kind of like, yeah, don't do that. But again, these big companies, they're just looking at the bottom line. They're like, yeah, we want a piece of that. And we'll talk about Nintendo. I know a lot of people probably forgot when Nintendo was going on a crazy, copyright strike spree the old copyright strike spree, not the new cop, not to be confused with the new copyright strike spree, but the old one from like 10 years ago where you had to join their MCN if you wanted to stream their games. And even currently they will strike you apparently if somebody is emulating games, their games. Like, I won't touch Nintendo games. I'm not going to play Nintendo games. And we have a gaming channel too, Clownfish Gaming, which is currently streaming 24/7 some of our past gameplay, but I'm not going to be streaming any Nintendo games over there because I don't trust them, and neither should you. You know, I don't trust them. Anyway, they said this effectively means fans are being asked not to publicly stream, upload, or create gameplay commentary videos for this game once it launches. The move is fairly surprising, given the story-heavy games typically allow at least limited streaming under spoiler guidelines. It's also particularly strict, given the game is a reboot of the original 2009 story. Well, again, maybe they made some major changes to it. However, the Steam page does mention that new scenarios and refreshed systems have been added, so it likely ties into preserving these new areas of the game. Quite how the devs will enforce these restrictions remains to be seen, but if you're looking to delve into the reboot, you might want to consider keeping your playthrough private for the foreseeable future. Steins Gate reboot doesn't have a release date outside of the generic 2026 window, but it's coming out for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series, Switch, Switch 2, and PC. And I don't think this is going to go well. Automation West has it too. And here are some of the replies. Psych says the Japanese mindset is not going to work overseas. Lamau. This person says, I think anonymous code was also banned from streaming and the full game is on YouTube. This person says, I mean, I understand the mindset. Sometimes people would rather watch someone else play their game than buy it and play it on their, and buy it than play it on their own. Well, yeah, because they're probably thinking, well, if you see the entire game and it's a story-based game and you watch a playthrough, you're not going to buy the game because you've already seen the whole story, right? Where in a sense they lose money from those people, and those gaming channels and streamers gain money from what was supposed to come to them. Yeah, this happened with comic books too. We had a whole kind of explosion, I think, of comic book channels, 5, 6, 8 years ago, where they were literally just reading Marvel and DC comics, and people were like, oh, good, I don't have to buy the comic book because this guy's reading it to me and he's making funny voices. And that was like a whole thing. And I really do think that that might have been comics for a whole younger generation. Like, they weren't buying the comic books at $4 or $5 a pop. You know, they basically went and watched all this content for free on YouTube. And, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, why do I got to pay for it? Why do I got to store it? It's like, I just want to know what's going on with the new issue. They still live in the 2010s. They'd rather gatekeep everything instead of wanting new eyes for the game. Seriously, the past decade playthrough of visual novels got more new people check out the game than the anime. Worst decision in 2026. The Japanese really can't stop themselves from this traditional industry standard of self-sabotage, says Anime Detective. I might have at least understood the logic of a limited stream embargo for a few weeks, but this is shooting yourself in the foot. Retro Anime Pixels says, gatekeeping spoilers for a decade-old game is wild. Love Steins Gate, but the company handling it has fumbled it so bad. Dandino says, if mages don't want their unnecessary remake to sell, that's on them. The original VN is perfect as it is, plus it's a VN visual novel with player choice and agency and branching storylines, multiple endings, something you can't replicate or get the most out of by watching someone stream. Yeah, that is true. I don't think that's really... I mean, maybe that is their thought process because visual novels are, story-based. But I think it's a bad idea. It does not cultivate goodwill with fans. But this is something Nintendo ran into with before, and they're doing it again. Apparently, they're banning streamers for playing games early on stream. This was 6 years ago, and... You know, before that, they were striking you if you played Nintendo games. You had to join their MCN and you had to give them half the money. It's like the Joker, half. And I think the reason that indie games blew up is that they were stream safe. Like, people weren't playing the major AAA titles or playing Nintendo games in particular because they're like, I don't know if I'm going to get hit or not. And people really are watching streams for the personalities, for the people that are playing. So they could play pretty much anything. And as long as the commentary is good, as long as the chat's interacting with them. So it really is on these companies if they want to you know, they want to mess around with the fans like that and be like, yeah, we're not going to stream the game. And that's on you. You're going to have to do your own marketing then, because right now streamers are the best marketing you've got. I think fan bases are the best marketing you've got. Mr. Person said, this is 6 years ago. He says, really weird. Nintendo was handing out copyright strikes on YouTube back on Wednesday since the game wasn't out. Which game was this? Let's see here. Live stream fails. Let's see here. Nintendo DMCA's and banned several streamers for playing a game early. Oh, Hyrule Warriors. Okay. Yeah, so they got taken down on Twitch. This was back in 2020. But what's interesting is that they just are really going hard in the paint against streamers. They have for a while. Again, this is Nintendo. It's very weird to see. I mean, I guess Japan's done it too. Persona 5, I know, was a game that was a problem. But this is... this was just a couple of years ago too. This is Nintendo sued a streamer for over $7 million for streaming pre-release titles and wants $2,500 more for each emulated game. Wow, that's insane. They're suing a Colorado man for more than $7 million over alleged copyright infringement. And they played a bunch of pirated games on their channel. Defendant is a recidivist pirate who has obtained and streamed Nintendo's leaked games on multiple occasions. Okay, so he's streaming new games, I guess, before they come out. They said Nintendo alleges this person began pirating games starting in 2022. It seeks $150,000 for each game. And I think this one, the guy wound up basically being sued into oblivion. So you're kind of playing with fire. If you know the company is really against, you know, streaming their games, you're playing with fire by doing it. So Sega, Atlas infamously threatened copyright strikes for streaming Persona 5. I do remember that. This wasn't that long ago. Nintendo previously strict enforcing a strict creator program and frequently striking gameplay, particularly on YouTube. Again, this is coming from Google AI, just based on what, you know, I was trying to find different studios that have struck people for playing their games. Japanese developers and publishers. Generally, Japanese publishers are more likely to issue takedowns or block gameplay on streaming services due to different copyright laws or policies. Games with licensed music. Even if a studio is okay with streaming, music labels may issue strikes, particularly for Grand Theft Auto, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater, or FIFA. Older titles. This is really weird. Older titles or niche games with specific licensing, such as Dead or Alive, sometimes face stricter enforcement from Tecmo. So sometimes if you mute the audio, check the EULA, actionable advice to avoid issues, look for a streamer mode in game settings, which usually swaps copyrighted music for safe tracks. That's the music. This is the games in general. I mean, I get it. They own this stuff. But I think in the future, we're going to see a very different streaming landscape, because I think that a lot of these companies are going to start exercising their IP rights, because they're going to see Nintendo get away with it, and they're going to be like, oh yeah, we'll get, especially as they get more desperate, because the gaming industry right now is not in a very good place. So they're going to be like, oh hey, yeah, we need to strike more streamers, so you know, we get more money, because all those people who were watching that stream, they were all going to go out and buy a copy of this game for sure. And that's not really how this works, right? In fact, you're going to chase people off. I think your best bet at this point is to reach out to streamers and be like, you know, please, please, please stream our game, but maybe not the ending or some, you know, major plot spoilers or whatever. But we want you to share the game, because we want people to get excited about the game and feel good about our company. That is my personal opinion, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Again, check out more, more.clownfishtv.com, and we will talk later.